Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Phil takes a break. It's that time in the summer season where, after many frenzied weeks of field work, a farmer's life slows down just a tick. It's but a lull in the storm that is a near constant to-do list, of course, but a welcome one. Near the end of June, Phil and his family rented a house in Red Lodge to celebrate a family wedding. Getting away from the farm is never easy, even just 45 minutes away.
Well, I actually had to drive back and forth in your gate, but I just came back in the morning, changed water, and then I had another guy, one of my neighbors, just do a quick set at night.
It's truly something of a miracle Phil broke away at all. Farmers, unlike most of the rest of us, work sun up to sun down, sometimes longer, 6 or 7 days a week in the summer. It's winter that's the season for vacations, leisurely dinners, and reading anything longer than a pesticide label or seed catalog. But this year, it's been really wet. Precipitation was much above normal across most of southern Montana, with statewide soil moisture averages the 6th wettest on record, more than 2 percentage points above average.
I wasn't really under the gun for irrigation. If I didn't get my water set the couple times a day like you would usually do, constantly checking it, it wasn't that big of a deal. It seems like usually I'm I'm behind, and I've never really felt that way this year. I started the corn on the 5th of July for the first time, and it's about chest high.
Normally, corn irrigation gets going the third week in June, but thanks to the plentiful rain, Phil's crops are all doing exceedingly well, knock on wood.
The spring wheat on the irrigated was, well, about a week ago, it was flowering, so it's starting its reproductive phase, and it looks really good. The winter wheat is filling. It looks, I would say, amazing. We'll see what the combine says, but just walking through it and looking at it, can't complain one bit. Chickpeas are flowering, and they're really growing right now. All of a sudden, they kind of took off. The corn is about chest high now, if not a bit taller.
Nevertheless, Phil is vigilant about scouting for disease in the chickpeas, super susceptible to blight, but as yet unblemished. He's looking for gray spots on the plant leaves and pods that later turn dark brown or totally black.
We haven't grown chickpeas that long, and I don't have anybody in anywhere near me that grows them. So it's not something that I worry about, but it's something that I definitely stay checking for in case it does happen, because it'll wipe out your crop and nothing's flat.
With his extra time, relatively speaking, Phil's been tinkering with his new drone. Checking out the farm from on high is actually simply a justification for what is basically a toy.
No, it's not essential at all, but it sure is fun.
It does come in handy, though.
You get a bird's eye view of the crops, and usually, you know, I would just jump up in the airplane and get that kind of view, but now I can use the drone a little bit more. So I can sit on my porch at my house and run down to the cornfield with it, fly it down to the cornfield and see if my water's down yet.
Phil spent a bunch of time getting the cornfields ditched so the irrigation water can do what it needs to do. But nothing's easy with Phil's flood irrigation system, which demands round-the-clock babysitting. Just as I hop up and down from my desk as a stay-at-home writer with children, Phil works in fits and starts, constantly interrupting one job to attend to another.
That took forever. The thing is I got to jump off the tractor and go change water and get back on. And you can't just sit there and knock it out. I'm doing multiple irrigating and ditching corn at the same time.
Next week, join us when Phil confronts how the very real dip in the soft commodity markets stemming from U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will affect him and other Montana farmers.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.